Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, Grant and Danny. Danny's vacation continues. Just Grant with you today. You are locked on to the Fan, DC, Richmond, Odyssey app all over the country. Thanks so much for being part of the show with us here. I told you I was really, really excited for our guest on the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app today. Visit BetQL.com. He's a senior producer with NFL Films for over 40 years, the co-author of The Games That Changed the Game, and he's an executive producer and an analyst on NFL Matchup, which I think is the smartest football show on TV. Matt Bowen, Sal Palantonio, Greg Cosell is back with us. Greg, thank you for the time. I really appreciate it. How are you?
I'm doing great, Grant. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Awesome to have you on the show. So we'll bounce around to a few things, but I just want to start with your thoughts on the Commanders going into year three under Ron Rivera.
I'm just trying to get used to saying Commanders, Grant. You know, that's a tough question. I mean, obviously the big story will be the quarterback. I think that this is an offense that fits Carson Wentz stylistically for what he is, because Scott Turner wants to get the ball down the field. It's more of an intermediate and vertical passing game. I think that's the way Carson Wentz wants to play. I think that's in his DNA. I don't think he's built to be a quick rhythm short passer, which is much more West Coast type principles. For years, basically people spoke about two passing games, the Bill Walsh West Coast and sort of the Don Coryell tree. And obviously Scott Turner comes from the Don Coryell tree because his dad Norv came from that tree. So I think that fits Wentz much more. I think you'll probably get more out of Wentz. And I love Jahan Dotson. I loved his tape coming out of Penn State. I thought that was a great first round pick.
So I'll get into Dotson in a second, but to follow up on Wentz, he has had real accuracy issues. Even when he's been good over the last couple of years, and that seems to be baked in now and part of what you expect, what do you think has kept him from finding his ceiling, and why has he regressed largely over the last few years?
Yeah, I mean, he may just be one of those quarterbacks that's going to miss some throws here and there. I think that he's got a better chance of being more accurate when he throws the ball more at the intermediate levels. As I said, he's not really a rhythm passer. He's not, he's a big guy. He's long-legged. There's a lot of movement in his delivery. He does not have a compact delivery. And so, therefore, he doesn't really work effectively on those quick game throws. And those throws, he tends to not be quite as precise with his ball placement. And you're right. That's probably who he is at this point in his career. That's not likely to change dramatically. But I still think he can be an effective quarterback. None of us know exactly why Indianapolis didn't want him, but it's not as if he had a bad year and put up terrible numbers a year ago. For the most part, and I think I watched every game on tape, for the most part a year ago in Indianapolis, he played well.
Out of him last year, he says he'll be ready for week one. Is this as good a receiver group as Wentz has thrown to, do you think?
I loved his tape. I loved a couple of things about him. Number one, his formation versatility. He's an inside-outside guy, can line up anywhere. I thought for a smaller receiver, he was fearless and competitive working in the middle of the field. He's got the attitude that every pass is mine. There's no sense at all that he's, because he's smaller and fast, that he's just kind of an outside, smooth, fluid guy, even though he is that. But he's very competitive working between the numbers, and I think that really showed up in his tape at Penn State. I'm not following every day with the Commanders' training camp, so I don't know what's going on there, but I imagine that trait has shown up.
Yeah, he's gotten rave reviews to this point and has really attacked the football. I think a lot of people like that. So maybe I'm wrong on this. I kind of assumed based on his size that it beat and press, beat and bump could be a challenge. Maybe he's more of a slot guy. You think he can make plays on the outside, though?
Yeah, I do. And I think we live in an NFL world now, with very few exceptions, Grant, where teams move receivers around. As I said, there are always exceptions where we think, oh, he's a slot guy, and it makes sense that he's in the slot. But I think for the most part now, teams are formation versatile. There's a lot more motion and movement with receivers. They want to get receivers free access off the ball, so they put them in motion. So I think that the sort of the old bromides where you say, oh, he's a slot, he's an outside, that works every once in a while, but nowhere near the way it used to.
Who do you think right now is best at that, you know, designing things schematically and drawing things up where guys are positionless at the receiver position? Obviously, we think about Debo in that wide back role in San Fran, but he's not alone, and there are very few guys anymore, as you said, that are just playing one position. I mean, who's worth studying in that regard to see how they're doing it and how they make it work?
I think Andy Reid's really good at that. You know, I'm trying to think of other guys who, you know, I think most teams, most coaches do move people around now. So it's not that's more the rule than the exception these days. So, you know, I would say that it's not just, oh, you know, one or two guys that do that. Kyle Shanahan's very good at that. As I said, Andy Reid's very good at that. I think, obviously, Sean Payton was very, very good at that. They still have the same offensive coordinator. So I'm sure that'll be the case. Joe Lombardi in with the Chargers, who came from the Saints. I've recently looked at a lot of Chargers. What I do is I spend a lot of my off season going back and looking at a lot of different things, Grant. So looking at the Chargers, they move people around quite a bit. There's a lot of motion. So I think, as I said, that's more the rule than the exception now in today's NFL.
If you're not doing that, I think it can be surprising to see. All right, let's hop to the defensive side of the ball on the Commanders before we bounce around a little bit. Super disappointing start to the year for Chase Young last year. Then he got hurt. He may miss the first four games. They obviously need a big bounce back from him in this defensive line in general. And I'm sure you saw they just fired their defensive line coach today as they close in on their preseason opener. I mean, what do you make of that?
I have no idea. I mean, I'm not there. So, I mean, obviously there's a reason for it. I think their D-line personnel is still very, very good. Obviously, last year, Washington was not as good defensively as everybody expected. People just anticipated that last year the defense would really be strong coming off the prior year. It didn't quite work out that way. They're still trying to figure out, I guess, if Jamin Davis, who's really physically and athletically gifted, if he can be a quality starting linebacker. I don't know what the issues are with him, but I know that he struggled a bit last year as a rookie, which of course is never surprising for a rookie to struggle. But you know, he's a guy that's got great size, great length. He's athletic. So I'm sure they're hoping that he becomes a three down player. I think the secondary is the corner position is, I mean, they've got players. It's not as if they're searching for players, but I think it's got to be better than it was a year ago.
Yeah, they're looking for William Jackson, certainly, to finish the season.
And he got hurt last year,
exactly. You know, he finished well, but to start how he finished. Greg Cosell is with us here on Grant and Danny. All right, let's go to a couple different teams around the league here and start with just sophomore quarterbacks. Other than Mac Jones, somewhat disappointing for that crop last year, who do you like situationally going into this season to make a big leap of those second-year passers?
That's a great question. I mean, I think they all have, you know, ups and downs that they'll face. Obviously, you have two of them, Fields and Lawrence, with new coaching staffs. Fields is a guy that I think he's capable of making special plays. He can throw the ball. He's got great athletic ability, and he's big and physical. But I think that he'll probably go through ups and downs as a pocket quarterback this year, learning a new system. Learning a new system is always tough. I mean, he's now in his second year, and he's had two new systems. That's hard. Same with Trevor Lawrence. I'll be very anxious to see what Doug Peterson does, because Lawrence is another guy in some ways similar to Wentz in that he's big, he's long, he's not really a quick rhythm guy. He's much more of a deep drop guy. You always try to shorten his stride a little bit. He's a strider. You know, Lawrence is probably not quite as physically gifted as many think. He's a good thrower, but not a great thrower. He doesn't throw with great velocity when he's trying to get the ball down the field. So Lawrence he'll improve simply because the system and the lack of dysfunction in the organization will just be better for everybody. So he'll improve. I'm really curious to see Lance, because I think Kyle Shanahan's one of the best in the league when it comes to designing offense with the use of personnel, with the use of formation, with the use of backfield actions. He has a great feel for defenses and which players in zone coverage are conflict defenders. So I think Lance will be set up well for success. But again, he may not start well. You never know. It's always hard to predict young quarterbacks.
AFC West, I think, is going to be a blast, Greg, where the Chargers went in this offseason. I mean, they really feel like the time is now with that rookie contract of Justin Herbert. Obviously, the Chiefs lost some pieces, but you still have Reed and Mahomes, and then Russell Wilson joins a division with another playoff team in the Raiders. How do you see that pecking order kind of sorting itself out? That could be a lot of fun, them beating up on each other.
Yeah, I mean, there's good teams, good players, good quarterbacks. It's hard to say, you know, how it's going to play out. I guess I'm very curious to see what Denver's offense is going to look like. They have a new coach in Nathaniel Hackett. They have two really good backs. I think Javonte Williams, to me, was the best runner coming out of that class 2 years ago. You know, obviously Russell Wilson wanted to go somewhere where he would be, quote unquote, the man, which I guess he didn't feel like he was in Seattle. I don't know, you know, if any promises were made to him going to Seattle. But, you know, Nathaniel Hackett is, you know, I would think that he'd want to run the ball somewhat with those backs. So I'm very curious to see what their offense looks like. So we'll see there. You know, I think the Chargers, I mean, they're a really talented group on offense. They've got three big physical wideouts. Mike Williams is a really good player. Everybody knows about Keenan Allen. And Josh Palmer is a second-year receiver out of Tennessee who I really liked coming out. He's another big competitive guy. So they really have a big wide receiver group that's going to be tough to handle.
Well, Greg, you know, I think that the show you guys do is just one of the best going, and I can't wait for another season of it. Thanks for the time. Really appreciate it.
All right, Grant. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Very few watch the film and study like Greg Cosell does, and you should watch NFL Matchup. It's him and Sal Powell and Matt Bowen on ESPN throughout the football season. He, of course, is with NFL Films. Speaking of NFL Films, Hard Knocks tonight, baby. Hard Knocks tonight. The greatest show on television returns. And I think this series, this season, is going to be excellent. How can Dan Campbell not deliver for us as the head coach and the maniac leading the Detroit Lions? You kidding me? A couple of the trailers they put out already, I had chills watching. You set some Dan Campbell screaming at people to music? You got me right where you want me. Tonight, 10 o'clock, we are 6 hours and 18 minutes away from the debut of Hard Knocks, I believe, on HBO. Get you a quick double play next. Plus, I got exciting Nats news for you. And there is a star player now available the Commanders should already have been making a push for. Next, right here on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.